The state fish board was willing to write a letter, but it backed away from recommending the state legislature make the Quijack and Nooshiegak River drainages into a salmon refuge. The letter to the state government will urge it to be aware of the peril an open-pit copper mine, such as the proposed Pebble Project, could pose to fisheries there. Mike Mason of Dillingham member station KDLG has been watching the fish board meeting, where on Saturday, 80 people showed up to comment on and watch what happened with Proposal 13.
Everything stopped on Saturday as the board began hearing public comments and staff reports on Proposal 13, which is a controversial proposal that asks for board support for the creation of a fish refuge in Bristol Bay. Public comments ranged from enthusiastic endorsements to equally enthusiastic opposition. John Shively, the CEO of the Pebble Partnership, testified that the proposed fish refuge is all about the Pebble Mine.
There's no secret that this refuge is about Pebble. It's not about a refuge. People are unclear about what this means. They've watched federal and state designations interfere with traditional activities over time, and they just think this is the wrong tool, as do we. There are lots of tools to make sure our mine is meets the requirements.
Around 70 people signed up to testify on Proposal 13, and that forced the chair of the Board of Fisheries to impose a two-minute time limit, which he strictly enforced. The public testimony early in Saturday morning's session was almost completely opposed to the approval of Proposal 13, but after a morning break, the tide swung the other way. One of those riding that tide was William Johnson, who's a commercial fisherman from Dillingham.
The mining companies are using Pebble to get their foot in the door. And somehow we need to protect the fish. No one is speaking for the fish.
Proposal 13 was co-authored by several individuals, including commercial fishermen and tribal leader Tom Tilden from Dillingham.
The only thing that Proposition 13 asks you to do is to pass a resolution urging the legislature to take a look and add protection for the fishery.
Once all of the public testimony was complete, the Board of Fish then began their deliberations, and it was quickly evident that they were not comfortable with a formal resolution to the Alaska legislature asking for the creation of such a refuge. However, that doesn't mean they are unaware of the apparent risks that mineral exploration and development pose to the fisheries in Bristol Bay. Carl Johnstone is a board member from Anchorage, and he supported the idea of submitting a letter to the legislature and the administration asking for additional regulatory safeguards to protect the fisheries in Bristol Bay.
It certainly seems to me that in the face of the failures of so many projects around the world that were developed at the time with assurances that there would be no such failures, that the legislature and the administration would want to give additional scrutiny to this.
The letter that will be sent to the Alaska legislature is being written by Vince Webster from NACNIC, who chairs the Alaska Board of Fisheries. I'm Mike Mason, covering the Board of Fish meeting.